Here at Paradise Bakery and Cafe, and meeting with starting to be one of my good friends, and we're just getting to know each other, and he really took an interest in what Faith, Hope, and Love is doing, and I asked him a question about what really drew him to Faith, Hope, and Love, and I was just touched by his story. So here's a friend of mine, and he's going to share encouraging story to all of you.
Thank you, Merlin. Two summers ago, I was going through a very difficult time in my life, going through a divorce after 25 years of marriage. And personally, I felt really rather useless at that point in time, like I had been a major failure. Well, through a meeting at Faith, Hope, and Love at their office, I had met with the board members and other individuals involved in a business matter. And at the end of that meeting, several people asked if they could pray over me. And I said, absolutely. And they then asked, can they lay hands on me? And I said, absolutely. And over the next about 20 to 30 minutes, these servants of God prayed these absolutely beautiful prayers of affirmation and confirmation that showed to me that regardless of what I had been through or was going through in my life, that I was still God's child, I was still of great value, I was still of great worth, and that He still had plans for me. And that was so crucial for me to know that at that point in my life. And on my way home after that meeting, I wept. But it was a good weeping. It was a weeping of joy whereby through God's children, He touched my heart and my life with His love. And to me, that encapsulates a lot of what FHL is all about. It's about capturing the love of God and touching others with that love. And it affirms and it confirms them that God loves them regardless of their situation, their background, and He's ready to embrace them with an open heart, open hands, and forgiveness at any point in time.
Thank you so much for sharing that. That's another encouragement that we all go through in life. You know, this life is real, but there is more real than this life. There is truth, but there is bigger truth. And the bigger truth is that God sees us wherever we are in life. So I encourage all of you just to, you know, just to look around. You don't need to go too far or spend a lot of money to be in a mission field. Mm-hmm. We have a mission field right here in our own backyard, and you don't need to spend money to help other people. One of the most powerful things that we can do is just to pray for people. Whenever you're in a restaurant, pray for your waitress. At the bus station or wherever you are, just ask them, hey, you know, can I pray for you? And that one moment in time of that person could be the deciding factor where that person's going to go eternally. So God bless you and have a good weekend. Bye.